Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Pot of D Donuts. You miss me? I know I would miss me too. So today, it's 11 o'clock in the daytime. First time I've done a show in the daytime. I have the house all to myself. I'm pretty much bored. Okay, I haven't done a show in a while. No excuse. I mean, I could lie and say, you know, I've been traveling the world. Lies. But let's get into what is going on. So first of all, I'm going to start it off something a little different. I'm going to read a little bit of the gossip blogs, what they've been saying. So I typed in Kristen's name. I typed in the queen. And this is what came up. Robert Pattinson and his fiance, FK Twigs, get cozy in London. What's going on? Why is Kristen Knight, why is the queen, this mess coming under the queen's page? Oh, my goodness. Let's see what they're talking about. What does the queen have to do with this? Okay. Oh, they have a picture of Rob and they have Twigs with the dick dress on. Very cute, tabloid. Very cute. Let's see what they say. Page 6 said they stayed close. They were to go see Grace Jones. Of course they stay close. I hope they had earphones on, too. You know, damn Grace Jones. They sip champagne. Oh, bougie. They dance with friends. But when Twigs noticed the paparazzi taking pictures, she ran up and she demanded those images be deleted. Who believed that shit? This come from an eyewitness. Who is the eyewitness? And said Robert said he didn't see the mad photographers. Carry on, fellas. Carry on. Lies, lies, lies. Okay, and they said Rob said he done came to terms with the fame. You've always been to terms with the fame. You just been lying like a motherfucker the whole time, sir. Okay, you've been lying, but I ain't gonna get into that. I ain't gonna get into that, cause my hater side come out, and I don't need it to come out. I'm gonna stay on the cool side. And then they have something about Kristen talking about fame. Again, what does the queen have to do with Rob and Twigs having sex at the Grace Jones concert? They said between age 15 and 20, it was really intense. I was constantly anxious, Kristen said. I was kind of a control freak. If I didn't know how something was going to turn out, I would make myself ill or just be locked up, inhibited in a way that was really debilitating. See, I understand where the queen is coming from. When you got all these people coming at you, you know, I experience this too when I go out in public. People like run to me with my autograph and things like that. You know, they want to lick on my donuts and things. But I have to stay strong. I do. So I understand where the queen's coming from. But for him, he is a liar. Do you hear me? Liar. He's always wanted the fame. But anyway. They show play her with that dick dress on this picture. And the next one. Kristen is torn between Robert Pattinson and Miley Cyrus. And Twilight fans wishing Robinson would get back together. Okay, excuse me. Excuse you and excuse me. Kristen Stewart torn between Robert Pattinson, Gross, and Miley Cyrus. Granny pussy, never. Okay, excuse me for saying the P word, okay. Never. She don't want now one of them. And Twilight, what Twilight fans? The people over 60, it ain't going to happen. They better go on and enjoy their Twilight years. Let's see what's next. We'll do one more. One more for fun. Kristen looks emotional in personal shopper scene. Okay, she's still in the movie, and the scene's called for the queen to get emotional. The queen to show some emotion. That is what the queen does. Do you hear me? This is what she does. She's an actress. Okay? It's not too many of them out there like her. You know? She's royalty. She's royalty of Hollywood royalty. Do you hear me? Bow at her feet. Okay, next. Okay, let's see. Oh, I don't want to see no more. What the hell they get these Miley Cyrus and Kristen remember? And what the hell they get this Kristen and Rob stuff getting back together? See, I don't like these kind of rumors. I just don't like them because when they start, they don't stop. And then anything can happen because I remember it was some other rumors a long time ago. The rumors started. And the rumors wouldn't stop. They said that Rob and Kristen got back together. And I said, oh, my God, this is just a fucking rumor. This is a rumor. Please don't stop this shit. And this thing, I know. They are really back together. I cried. I don't like these kind of rumors. So when this shit starts, it don't stop. Do you hear me? It does not stop. Oh, my God. Please don't. I hate to, you know, this is why I hate to tell. I, the pictures they take of people, I don't really hate them because, and if you read a lot of stuff they say about the publicity, that stuff is just part of the game in Hollywood. But I do not like these rumors. They have a habit of catching on. So-and-so put these rumors out, and put, you know. I don't like these rumors. I don't like them because this has been going on for a couple of months now, this FK and Rob fighting over Kristen. Why y'all fighting over Kristen? Make it work. Become a solid team. Don't fight over anybody. Don't let anybody influence your relationship. Become a solid team. Get strong, man. Don't fuck up this relationship, Rob. Don't do it. Dang. Ooh, Jesus. Okay, let's move on to something else. Ooh, you know what? This baked potato is good as hell. And then I got some black cherry Kool-Aid, too. Ooh, Lord, I'm ready. Good as hell. Then I got one chicken tender. What you talking about? Okay, Kristen is shooting a movie right now. Personal shopper. She got Susie with her. Her friend. Susie is dating Jack. For all you people who want to hook Kristen and Susie up, go sit the hell down somewhere. Then they got a rumor that Kristen broke up with Alicia, which I ain't never know they were going together. But hey, what do I know? I don't know these people. But I know the queen. What else going on out there in La La Land? Let me see. I asked Barely to get on here and join me.
I can't get on there right now. I just can't.
We shall see. A lot going on in the world, people. Treat everybody nice. Treat everybody like how you want to be treated. It's very important that you do that. Now, I know, and I still know, that there's a few people that don't like Tweed. I mean, I don't either, but it's nothing personal. I don't know the girl. I mean, I wish her and Rob the best. I want them to get married for real. That's no lie. But some people don't like them because she's black. And I know this for a fact. I've seen the evidence. I haven't unfollowed the person yet because I'm just too nice of a person. But I know he's racist as fuck. But they don't live by me, so they don't bother me. But they tweet little racist things. And they racist. But I ain't gonna pay no attention. So they don't like, that's why the only reason they don't like me, but what's the deal? It don't matter. Pussy's pussy. We all pink on the inside, right? Right. It don't matter. That's the end game. We all want a nut. So what's the problem? I have no idea. But I wish you luck on that hate. Try to get it together. But it's not cool at all. I have to apologize for drinking this black cherry Kool-Aid. This shit is good, man. You hear me? Made me want to get naked and masturbate. Woo! Jesus Christ. This chicken tender good, too. Woo! But anyway, what else going on? I ain't seen nothing too much going on. No real drama. Some people say they see drama. I ain't seen no drama. This ain't on there that much. Well, I do go to school at night, Monday through Thursday night. And I kind of hate that shit. Now, I got a B and a C in my class. You know, the teacher's going to call me. Well, not call me. Call me to the front, you know, to go over your midterm grade. This man going to tell me, right on my paper spot, she is shy. She is shy and quiet. Yeah, I'm shying quiet because you're boring as hell. I'll be about to go down to sleep. And if she asks questions, dude, I got a B and a C in this class. I chill the freak out. I mean, not like it's the easiest class in the damn world. I mean, he tried to go over stuff so freaking fast. I'm like, my goodness. Slow the freak down. Then we got a girl in there thing. She know every freaking thing. Fucking bitch. She make me sick. Now, she going to tell me one day. Lord, the girls. Oh. She tell me. But she like, well, if you come do such and such, oh, if you do volunteer work, you get bonus points. So I asked, you know, how many bonus points are we getting? She was like, it shouldn't matter because bonus points are bonus points. I said, well, it matters to me. If I got to use my gas, drive across town and come do bonus work, drive somewhere else and do some kind of volunteer work, it matters to me. It might not matter to you, but it matters to me. I said, anyways, I wasn't even talking to him. That's number one. Ooh, Jesus Christ. You just don't know. I wish he would have said something like that. I ready to throw down that motherfucker, but I wasn't ready to go to jail, though. I ain't prepared for the police to come beat the shit out of me. I stay away from the police. I'm just scared. You know what? In actuality, I don't really think that the police would actually beat the shit out of me unless I fuck with them. But the thing is that I've been watching so much stuff about police hurting people and doing stuff to other people. That I'm not going to lie, I am scared to freaking death. Do you hear me? I mean, a police officer got behind me in a car one night, driving down the road. He pulled me over, this is about 2 weeks ago, pulled me over. He said that the truck, Mr. D's truck, the window's tinted too dark. Excuse me. I said, well, he got this car from the dealership. That's how the tent came on the dealership. He was like, well, can I see your license and registration? And if I tell you that I was scared to reach across and get my purse, my hand was shaking so motherfucking bad. Do you hear me? I was just, my hand was like shaking like the bone was about to break. I was just shaking. I was sweating. And he was like, are you okay? No. I said, no. I'm not okay. I said, give me a second to catch my breath because I feel like if I reach over and get my purse, you're going to blow my brains out. He said, no, I'm not going to shoot you. He said, no. I said, well, I'm just letting you know how I feel. I said, you know, I feel better. He just give me a few minutes to take some deep breath. Let me just take some deep breath. So he stood there to take a deep breath. And then I said, okay. I said, now I'm going to turn the light on in the car. I'm going to reach over and get my purse and I really got my purse, everybody. Next thing you know, he was looking at me like, well, do you live around here? Because I wasn't at home, but I was on my way. He was like, do you live around here? I said, no, I do not. I said, no, I don't live over here. There's another car pulled up behind them, said they another something happened, and I guess they got some action, so he just left me alone. Said, thank you, Jesus, because I was scared to death. I didn't even know what the importance was of knowing whether I lived around there. But who knows? But I was scared to death that time. And I think I need therapy because I'm scared of animals, now I'm scared of police. I guess I'll get over it in time. But none of that, nothing going on. With something going on, I'll come to you with the 411. What y'all think about Gwen Stefani dating the country dude? Hell no. That's her business, though, but he a big-time cheater. He cheated on his wife, got him around the Lambert. Probably been sneaking around with Gwen, you know, I don't trust him. He's not good looking anyway. Mm-mm. He couldn't even, oh, no. He's just so unattractive. Never ever Blake Shelton. Never. Where's the funny just, ooh. Thought she had better taste than that. But anyways, nothing going on. Life is fabulous. So, thanks for the one or two listeners. I know this show is pretty much freaking boring, but next time I come back with something better, I hope. I have some shit to talk about. I think I do it better at night because it's daytime shit. But nobody here. I like my bathroom studio. You know, Mr. D, I'll be in the bathroom when I talk. I like that better than when he ain't here. When I got full control of the castle, you know what I'm saying? He come here, oh my God, go in the bathroom. Go in the bathroom? Go in the bathroom, because I'm watching the TV and I can't hear. He's so freaking rude. When I do this little show, I go to the bathroom. Most times. When I do a show, I go to the bathroom, because he can't hear the TV. He don't need to hear TV. He ain't watch shit. But bullshit. Well, did you know this man called me at school one night? I forgot to turn the phone off. That phone scared me to death. And went out right there in the middle of class to ask me, what did I put? Where is the butter? Duh, in the refrigerator. Where about? I don't see the... Seriously, you would call me at school about some damn butter. Look in the refrigerator for the butter, please. Please, just take 2 minutes out of your time and look for the butter. Well, one time he called me, so you only cooked spaghettis. What about the sides? That's all you cook. You call me at school about spaghetti. You can't open up a can of corn or something. Lazy child. He ate it like he had a 5-star restaurant. Again, this chili cheese baked potato, this chicken, and this black cherry Kool-Aid is delicious. Good as hell. Now, I could have went out and bought me some fast food. Do you hear me? But I said, no. I'm going to stay home. And I'm going to keep my coins. Do you hear me? Keep my coins in my pocket. Because those coins could go to something better. And all you moms out there, if you're listening, add Target Cartwheel app to your phone. You get a percentage off, plus you can use a manufacturer coupon. And if Target has a coupon, you can also use a Target coupon, plus your manufacturer, plus your discount from the Target Cartwheel. Go check it out. Lettuce. But anyways, oh, excuse me, I don't know what's in my throat. Oh, Jesus. So sorry for the thought. But anyway, nothing else going on in the celebrity world. Oh, Selena Gomez is looking good. I seen they ex Joe Jonas. Please don't hate on me. I do like Joe Jonas. They got me in chains. They got me in chains for your love. I don't want to change. What's the other song? Because I'm just so chill. You're so sexy, beautiful. Everybody wants for taste. That's why. Woo! Just get jealous. Yeah, I do like Joe Jonas. He's hot. We got a rumor that him and Selena Gomez might get back together. I like Selena. See, Selena done ruined her vagina when she went with Justin Bieber. So she gonna have to take a year or two off, let that joker heal. Probably don't need no healing because Justin Bieber ain't got nothing down low. so she probably like a virgin. Lord. Well, she did go with Taylor Lautner, but I doubt she having sex with him. But I ain't going to tell you what I heard, but I'm going to leave that alone. He ain't had no sex with Taylor. You know, whatsoever. If I don't see no picture of them kissing, I don't even believe she ever kissed Taylor. But I'm going to leave that there alone. Because I'm not no hater. I'm a good girl. Yeah, Selena's pretty hot. You know what I'm saying? Hot to trot, baby. Who else? Nobody else going to go. Oh, Spider-Man and it. Good broke up. Boo, boring couple ever. In the life of boring couples. Boo. Boo. Yeah, they're boring. But nothing going on. Mm-mm. We'll get ready for Christmas. Go ahead and start picking up y'all Christmas toys. Don't wait till the last minute, ladies. Like I said, ain't nothing really to talk about. Nothing really going on. Nothing on TV but politics. I'm tired of hearing about Donald Trump and Mark Rubio and Chris Christie, racist tale, and Ben Carson. Who is Ben Carson? He don't even know who he is. That joke lied like a dog. And this is my opinion. Please don't quote me on that. I think a lot of people want to vote for Ben Carson. I don't really think they want him as president. They just want to vote for him to get a little black guy and say, see, we're not racist. I think that's what it is. I think that's what the Republicans want to say. You know what? Hey, we're not racist. We voted for Ben Carson. Well, please, don't vote for Ben Carson. Ben Carson is a liar. He's a clown. Why would anybody want to vote for somebody who said they want to hit their mom in the head with a hammer? A hammer, they mama. Really want to vote for somebody who said they want to hit their mom in the head with a hammer? Just they try to stab somebody. And he brag about it. Really? Other people do that shit? You want to throw their ass under the jail cell? A regular citizen? Folks got their picks and choose about who they'll tear down, who they'll build up. But anybody who say they almost hit their mom in the head with a hammer, they got some kind of mental problem. A lot of them. A whole lot. He needs some motherfucking help. Man, if that's what y'all want for the president of the United States, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people do really love Ben Carson. But I don't believe that shit. I think they're trying to prove something. But you don't have to prove nothing to me. But okay. Don't vote for Ben Carson. You know you don't like no damn Ben Carson. That bullshit. But do what you want, folks. I don't want nothing. You know, good and well, you don't want Ben Carson. And you don't want Donald Trump. So I don't know what the hell y'all folks doing. Donald Trump is a racist. Biggest racist you ever seen in your life. Who said that? I love the Mexicans. I have lots of Mexicans. Who says that? That's a mess. I love the blacks. I hire a lot of blacks to clean up the kitchen and work the fields. Who says that? Is that what y'all want? And then Ben Carson said he'll keep the mess in here so they can pick the oranges and work the fields. Dude, how fucking dare you? You disgust me. No, let me get on that Mark Rubio. He is not handsome. Sorry, blind women. He don't look good no damn well at all. Poor Rand Paul. He might well drop out and go home. And, ooh, please, Chris Christie, take your ass home with him. And Bobby Jindal, bring your ass back to Louisiana. You ain't doing shit. Running for no damn president. Because you ain't done shit here. Not a damn thing. We don't need you messing up America. And if y'all think about it, America's already great. This is a good country. Folks just gotta get along with each other and show love and be more friendly. Because this is gonna be a Christian nation, and these are some of the most hateful ass people I've ever seen in my life. Republicans say they stand for family values. My God, they're some of the most hateful ass people on the planet. Nothing wrong with having your own beliefs. Nothing wrong with being strong in your conviction. Nothing wrong, but you can't put your beliefs off on other damn people. Because if you read your Bible like you say you do, your Bible, God give everybody a choice whether you want to go to heaven or hell, whether you want to get your life right or keep your life fucked up. He gives you a choice, and it's up to you. So leave these people alone. The Bible said, let the wheat and the tares grow together, and he'll do the separating. So that means mind your business and let people live their life they want to live their life and stop judging people. So freaking hateful. I have my own beliefs about things, too, but I don't put my beliefs off on other people, and I try not to judge. That's not cool at all. But that's the end of my little rant. And I'll holler at y'all folks later. Thank you for listening. This is Politea Donuts. God bless.